we're in the middle of the giving season and really getting in full swing. People think about how they can be charitable. And here to help us do that is Roya Winter, Communications Manager for Social Impact at Meta. Roya, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate that. Anytime we can talk about $7 million, that's a fun thing to talk about. Let's talk about this giving back in the holiday season and how Meta is working with social media in a sense to make the ordinary extraordinary.
You got it. So nonprofits have told us they want ways to support, to sustain support year-round. So it sounds like you've got a great toy drive happening in your community. I love that people unlock their generosity this time of year. But we were thinking around Giving Tuesday and Giving Season, how to help incentivize people to give more throughout the year. And so during from now through the end of the year, we will match people's recurring monthly donations to their favorite nonprofits that are eligible to fundraise on Instagram and Facebook. And when you make that donation on Facebook, we will match your second monthly donation up to $100. And we're doing this across $7 million. We've already seen tens of millions of dollars raised for nonprofits this season and excited to see what more people will do as the weeks go on.
So what's the basic of how do you get that started or how do you get involved in that program?
So you can go to facebook.com/fundraisers and choose your nonprofit of choice. And from there, you can either donate directly to the organization or start a nonprofit and, start a fundraiser and really encourage people to learn more about the cause that you're interested in. There's over 1 million organizations eligible to be fundraised for.
Wow. I know you're also looking maybe to have people share some of their stories. What some of the things have you seen either this year or through other previous encounters?
You got it. I think about all the ways that we connect on social media and how one small action can really create a huge moment of generosity. There's a story of a guy in Portland who just posted online in 2020 saying he knew people needed Christmas trees during the holidays. And that one action sparked the entire community to rally around. They were able to do over 700 trees donated over 2 years, and they're excited to double that even this year. And they're in 50 states now and have become a nonprofit organization themselves. So stories of connection like that, just an idea in someone's heart that then actually turns into this real world action that makes me so excited to come to work every day.
Wow, that's really cool how that it does. And just maybe it's some specific comment or just a little idea and you realize that there's many people that are out there willing to step up. How do you not feel overwhelmed if suddenly you get this overwhelm of people donating and things like that? How do you keep control? I guess maybe the fact that you're working through signing up, it makes it easier this way, right?
Yeah, and I think for me, it's just the joy of seeing people unlock their generosity. And these donations don't have to be big. That's the really exciting part. I call them small but mighty. You know, in total, people have raised $7 billion using our tools, which is just a big number to wrap our brain around, right? But when you think about what that means for your local ASPCA chapter, your local Rotary Club, or national organizations like St. Jude or others, it really, every dollar counts. And we don't take any fees. We cover all the fees. So 100% of what's raised goes directly to the organization being supported.
How best can people kind of put things out there with pictures, videos, just comments? What's the best way to sell your charitable request?
All of the above. I mean, I think between people posting on their stories, even on Instagram Reels, which is our short form video format, you can add a fundraiser or donate button directly to your Instagram Reel. We've seen a lot of creators and just everyday people doing this as well, trying to really take a moment, especially, for example, this year, especially when we saw something like Ukraine happening. People took to their social media to raise awareness, to raise funds. It was one of the top fundraised for causes of the year. And so we see people translating their sort of reaction to what's happening into action.
A lot of times when in the part that you deal with that has to do with charitable giving and nonprofits, really kind of heartwarming for that. But you got to be careful sometimes on social media to know whether what you're giving to is true and you don't want to be scammed. And sometimes people have a fear on that. How do you kind of alleviate that for people?
It's such an important question. And for us, we vet all of the nonprofit organizations that are able to fundraise. And as I mentioned, there's over 1 million organizations. We make sure they're in good standing with the IRS, that they have a 501c3 status, and they haven't made any violations. And so that's where we want to make sure donors and fundraiser creators alike have the peace of mind to know that what they're donating to is going to the right organization, they're legitimate, and they're doing what they say they do.
Right.
And that's what really, like I said, I've learned about so many great causes through Facebook and Instagram, through my friends and family sharing, and I hope people have a similar experience too.
And a lot of times you have the people that you have like interests or maybe they have something that's, you know, unique, and you find out about this. And a lot of it's a lot of grassroots effort on it. Again, if people have a fundraiser and they want to be a part of this, how do they go about signing up or being able to get some donations?
Yeah, they can go to facebook.com/fundraisers or right in the mobile app. If you just type in fundraisers, a shortcut will pop up. And on Instagram, you can add a fundraiser or donate button directly to your post or your story. It's as simple as a few taps, and you can really make a difference for these organizations, making a difference in their communities.
Sounds good. Roya Winter, Communications Manager for Social Impact at Meta. Thanks for joining us this morning.